You're listening to a Mash Those Buttons podcast. Visit mashthosebuttons.com for a full podcast schedule.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to Double Tap. This is Mash Those Buttons podcast dedicated to the FGC. I am your host, Andres Crashtag Mirandez, and with me, my substitute partner in crime currently, Static Ozaru.
Oh, you're talking to me? Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I was busy just playing some games over here. What's going on? Glad to be back. Ozaru, who are you calling? Is that the one from the movie?
That's the transformation for Dragon Ball Z. It's the ape.
Oh my goodness.
Well, gorilla ape, static ape. Static gorilla guy. Static gorilla.
Static gorilla.
He's here.
What's
he's
up?
Live.
Thank you for having me.
Another episode. Yes, thank you. Right now, Mez is in a little bit of a hiatus right now. So we're going to.
Yeah, it's okay.
I don't know if we actually stated it in the last podcast. You just started showing up and you just like took his place. Just not to say Meza isn't coming back at all. It's just, you know, he's got some things he's got going on. So,
That's okay.
we got Gorilla coming in.
Just plans. I'm here. I can still,
You were my second choice.
Oh, I feel honored. Thank you very much.
No problem.
All right.
Thanks a lot, guys, for listening this week. There was no live podcast going. I mean, live stream going on this week. We have some events going on, so we kind of have our production tied up at the moment. So for those that are the hardcore listeners to the podcast that listen to us every week, it's just going to be regular standard procedure, man. Your regular, what is it, regularly scheduled TV is what's going on. And for those that are new and are listening, this is Double Tap. We are a podcast dedicated to everything in the fighting game community. We talk about games. We talk about tech.
Yes.
We talk about tournament placings.
That too.
You know, the latest news and a little bit of drama and salt sprinkled on.
There'll be drama today.
There'll be some drama today. It's actually kind of a little bit more of a light episode this week. It's like in that weird phase between, it happens every year. Like Evo's kind of rolling up. So with that, developers tend to kick back on certain things because they want to do a big presentation at Evo or a big reveal to kind of get the most eyes on it. And on top of that,
between major tournaments as well.
Exactly.
We have two major ones coming up, which is Northwest Majors and CEO.
You're trying to go to one of them.
I would love to go on Northwest Majors because I am a frequent to that tournament, but I could not make it this year. But I am going to CEO for the first time. Trying to hit all the
But that's literally this weekend, isn't it? Or is it next weekend?
That is this weekend. Northwest Majors, yes.
Oh, okay. So you're out of here in like 2 days.
Oh, no. I don't go to Northwest Majors.
Oh,
I usually go every year. This year, I cannot
CEO is at the end of June, beginning of July, correct?
Correct. Next weekend.
Okay, yeah. It's next weekend. So I was going to say, you're kind of nonchalant for someone who has to leave in 2 days.
No, that's okay.
You've been chilling.
No. I'm trying to stay local this weekend.
Okay. What are you playing? What are you competing in?
In CEO, I entered Street Fighter V, Dragon Ball FighterZ, and I entered DDR, but I backed out and entered Eunice instead.
Wow. What happened? I'm pretty sure Fu, shout outs to Mr. Fu.
Shout outs to Mr. Fu.
He has you on deck.
The thing is, I love DDR. It's just that this is a real big major tournament for DDR.
Yeah.
And apparently the gods of DDR are coming out. Chris for Life, those guys. There's a lot of people. It's okay. I mean, I'm sure it's going to be streamed and it's going to be a lot of fun. But I would have played like 10s while these people are playing like 16s and 17s.
I have no idea what that means, but that means that's the difficulty, right?
When you can't see the arrows on the screen, they see them more than you do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You can't even see their feet.
Yeah, I've seen some videos.
So that's going to be quite a lit CEO.
Okay.
But make sure to check out Northwest Majors this weekend.
You're going to be tweeting and streaming out on your Twitter at all?
Correct. Yeah, I'll be at Static Gorilla. I'll be tweeting out different things that I see, updates.
Just put like cameras on the DDR people's feet.
Now that CEO,
attach GoPros onto their feet. And watch their feet, just like those are the movements.
No, I don't know. That'd be OD.
That'd be kind of sick.
I would watch that. Like old school Arturo, just stream like from Twitch, like remember how he would. Anyway, that's old school.
Okay, all right. So CEO's in the wake. So we'll definitely get you. We'll get you in for a travel segment the following show. You talk about CEO because right now I think this is the first year they're gonna be in. Daytona.
Daytona.
I know. Daytona.
Anyway.
All right. So that's going on for the first year. So it's going to be a new venue, a bigger venue.
Yes.
Larger. Hopefully. So with that comes a lot of pressure. You want to fill in seats. You don't want to be on a loss. I mean, we've already had Jabali not, being known for what is it, that previous Smash tournament he ran where he just told it how it was. Like, you know, I think he lost something like $20,000-$30,000 in that tournament. That kind of, you know, because the Smash scene apparently didn't support him
as much. They did put up a map. That's not quite useful to us right now. But they did put up a map of the area, and it is pretty large, I'd say. Okay. Probably, let's say, like, not Evo large.
I was just about to say, you've been to the Evo stage, so you know how...
There was a lot of empty space at Evo. Empty space because they had many different screens going on, and it was a large convention center. I mean, it's in Vegas. But you also have, you know, I'd say it looks about maybe Combo Breaker size, which Combo Breaker was pretty large. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to this. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Those that see Static Gorilla out in the wild, definitely feel free to take a picture and tweet and tag me in it, because I won't be making it down there, unfortunately.
No problem.
I've got other things going on.
I will tag the world.
There you go. And also, guys, make sure, besides Static Gorilla, of course, following him, make sure to follow us at DoubleTapFGC. That is this show's specific Twitter, where we set up announcements. You'll see pictures of certain things that are in the works. We might post something up a little bit later. Maybe I'll give a little tease as to some pretty dope art that's coming down the line. That might be some products you guys might want to check out. And of course, make sure to follow at Nerd Street Gamers as well. Even though we are not live streaming it still, they do support our programming here. We still get to do our stuff here at their venue, Local Host Arena in Philadelphia, PA. And actually, we have a couple things down the line with them too. So stay tuned for that. So make sure to follow those guys. But
also, it's N3RD.
N3RD. Did I say N3?
Always with that E is a 3.
Yes, there you go. Because you're elite.
Yes.
But with that, guys, we're going to jump right into our Fighter's Corner. This is when we're going to talk about each specific, or rather, whatever game is out there decided to throw some news our way.
Yeah.
And we're going to jump right into SNK Heroines. Yeah, now, this isn't an actual, like, normally the most common thing that we come up with is an actual trailer for it, like for a new character that they might release. Yep. This week is not the case. This week, actually, we got the trophy data on psnprofiles.com. You can actually look at the trophies for whatever game you want to check out, so you can see, you know, how rare they are compared, you know, the bronze, the silvers, the platinums, the golds, all that good stuff.
This is the problem we run into with games these days, is that trophies will ruin your day.
They will.
Or at least they will ruin the day of the people that are trying to keep it secret.
You ever see that one dude that, like, he beat the, what is it? He beat, is it all PlayStation 4 games or all PlayStation 3 games? I got all the trophies for it.
That's ridiculous.
My man looks so dead. He's like, I accomplished it, but he was just like...
No, it's not meant to be. I mean, they're meant to be done, but it's not meant to be done.
Not like that. But the main thing that poked out about this is, sure, you get to see, you know, hey, customize a character 50 times. That's a trophy. Defeat 30 opponents in a survival mode. That's a trophy. But then there's some really interesting ones. One called Want to Join Team Women Fighters? You got to clear the story mode with Yuri and Terry.
Oh, my goodness.
So the kicker there is that Terry Bogard is in Heroines.
They could have just put Alice in there.
They could. But instead, they're not. They're going to, from what I'm pretty sure is going to happen, there's going to be a gender bent Terry in this game, which is just like all kinds of rules 63 or something like that. I forget 34? What it is. No, 34 is a different rule. 34 is a different rule. This is like rule 63. So it's like the gender bend rule or something like that. But yeah, it was actually a bit of a shocker. So they're adding Terry. And of course, you know, this is just what we're seeing on the actual trophy list. But I mean, if it's on there, it's pretty much confirmed at this point.
Yeah,
that he's actually in it. And it isn't just Terry. There's another character as well that is being shown. Yep. Yeah, she is the other one. I forget which. It's Miss X, I think is what it is. It says. But this is a specific one that it's actually referring to.
Well, if it was... in English, or not English, it was a man, it would be Mr. X, or no, Miss X, or...
There we go.
I don't know.
Clear the story, Mumu and Mien.
I'm thinking, for some reason, I don't know, if they could should have called it Mr. E, it would be Mystery.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Enigma. Terrible joke. I appreciate that one.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So, that was...
And that would be the last two. I know.
I just got that reference.
Yeah, you're welcome. So that's the last two characters that haven't been actually released. If you also take a chance to look at the last trailer that was released, which had Mien and Long in it, if you see the actual silhouettes, once I heard about that, I was like, okay. Then I looked at the very top and I was like, that could potentially be a gender bent Terry, just looking at the pose. It could be the jacket,
it's a different
whatever.
Outfit.
And then
like,
we have,
because everybody's crossed in different outfits. Like yes, Angel, that's the other thing.
We don't even know
girl.
What Terry could be wearing.
Terry could be wearing
The skirt.
Charge. What's her name? She's a Charge character in KOF 14.
Okay.
Yeah, long, not long. I don't know. That's okay. All right. Forgive me. Brain farting today.
Do any of these look familiar?
Leona. Yeah, oh, Leona.
How do you forget Leona?
I don't know. She has a weird stance.
She does.
She's very out. Stiff.
Yeah. Well, Daddy Leona is in KOF 14 now, if you didn't know.
Isn't that, like, there's Ralph and the other guy?
The commander of that team.
Yeah, he's a blonde-haired guy. No?
Well... Oh man, you gotta brush 14. Up on your KOF, buddy.
Yeah, I love playing the game, but I only use Zarina King and Terry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, but yeah, so that's it's interesting because it's like at the last character they decide to like throw a gender bend in it. It's like, oh, yeah. you thought it was gonna be all actual.
At least a girl geese, man.
No, geese. Yeah, let's go with a girl riding.
You'd think they're probably gonna send out Terry can also be a girl's name.
True. Good point.
So it could be a girl that's just as
named
Terry.
Terry, original OC for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll see about that.
Not Terrence.
But yeah, so that's actually it. So there's no real trailer for it. Maybe we might see one after post CEO and then Evil, they're just going to have like a big,
demo station.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually a bit for
SNK. Evil Japan didn't have a demo station. They just had cosplayers.
Yes,
and
that's basically
they had the stations for the new character.
Yep.
And that was it. What's his name? Ace? No, it's just a card guy.
Oh my goodness, what is my man's name from KOF?
Gray haired guy with the nice pinstripe suit.
It starts with G, I thought.
I can't
remember.
G for good for him.
Yeah, good for him. Good for that guy.
Blaze Blue Cross tag battle.
Yes. So yesterday, I got reminded by our own initial J out here that the DLC has been dropped or was getting dropped. So we are getting Jubei. Let me get the whole list out to make sure. So this is character pack 2 and 3.
Yeah.
So we're getting Jubei, Aegis, and Carmine.
That's so refreshing that we're getting Jubei because he was just announced.
He was at the very end of Blaze Blue, and he was a very much requested character too. Yeah. Everyone wanted him in
since 2009.
Yes, since Vanilla. And he finally got let loose at the end of Blaze Blue. So why not? Why waste that opportunity in that
one
time
of the nine
setting
heroes.
Him up? So Aegis, of course, Aegis. The other one, and great. Carmine, who I'm hearing is kind of a beast right now. But the thing is that I think it was Carmine and Aegis. We were already seeing gameplay of them because online on the PC version, you could already have made them work. You could actually already activate them
on disk
and,
or
yeah,
on
even
download.
Online.
Yeah.
Like you can actually take them online and play.
Okay.
Which
oh,
is
wow.
pretty wild. So their tech has actually kind of already been out there for a while. Right. Then of course we have Hakuman, mm-hmm. Naoto, and Batista.
Yes.
On the character pack 3. Of course, and with that comes Yang, which is the free DLC of, the last of the Ruby characters
she's
now.
She's really cool.
She's, definitely picking her up. She's got a bike in alternate colors. So I was like, all right, I'm sold already.
Yep.
Naoto, from what I'm hearing, is kind of disgusting. He still has the touch of death combos, which
goodness.
I didn't even
don't
know.
Let her get those targets on you.
You don't even need to, apparently. It's something else. Yeah, it's a lot easier to do, and there's setups for it. Jay was all over.
Easy is the word of this game.
He was all over. Yeah, that's what I hear.
I mean, even though it's easy, you still have footsies.
Easy,
you still have
and
all
then
those
I hear it. Sterile, as in it's stale.
Stale?
Like, yeah, like it's...
Like Dragon Ball Z stale?
No,
I'm just kidding.
I don't
people think
fight.
Dragon Ball
Piccolo
Z
right now is saying it's not stale.
That also got a patch today, by the way.
But it wasn't.
It was just bug fixes.
Yeah, it was bug fixes mostly. We'll talk about
we'll
that
about
in a
that,
sec.
Yeah, sorry.
But
I'm getting a little ahead of myself.
No, it's all good. It's all good. He's still new to the game, guys. He's still new to the game.
But this is looking quite interesting. I don't have the game yet, but I'm looking to play it a little bit more. I don't have as much experience in it.
You like Eunice more than this, right?
I do like Eunice more than this at the moment. I played Blaze Blue a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
I did like Persona. I liked watching. I never got into it. But I had teammates at that time that were into Persona, excuse me.
Gotcha.
But I'm looking forward to this game. I mean, it already is out. But I just want to see high-level competition of it, really. Because I feel like we haven't gotten to see that yet. We haven't seen it on any main stages yet.
I'm kind of on the same page with you. Like, sure, we have our monthlies here. We have our weeklies. We see what people are playing. But,
Who are the top contenders? Who are
exactly,
the top players?
Or exactly.
Who are we supposed to be looking at footage of? Who's the broken character? Who mm-hmm. found the tech,
The tech.
Where's Grover with the tech?
Right, exactly.
Shout out to Grover.
Exactly.
PG Grover.
PG
or PAG? PAG.
Yeah. PAG, yeah. I... So yeah, it's a good point. So hopefully CEO should give us at least some inkling to that situation until Evo. Evo's really, like, the funny thing is this game came out and it's like, okay, CEO's gone through. Combo didn't have this, I don't think.
No.
And then bam, we're at Evo or Anime Evo. Or actually, no, it's Main Stage, so it's not even Anime Evo. It's right. Evo. Yes. So that's like, it's going to be weird that's going to be the first stage where we see, like, what is the problem.
Northwest Majors might even have something this weekend. Someone might be very cheap. There's a player out there named Fu. Not Mr. Fu. Fu, he is a Leo White Fang player. He won one of the tournaments, I believe, last year or 2 years ago at Northwest Majors. He's a very good player. He was at Combo Breaker. I saw him. And he's one of those top contenders. But again, there are a lot of anime players. Nakio is up there as well in Seattle. So we're going to take a look and see in that, try to see what we can muster up and give you those results next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes. Oh, snap.
Getting used to this.
Yeah, there you go. No, there you go. You sound like you know what you're talking about. Oh, yeah. He really doesn't, but it's okay. So we got the DLC. It just dropped yesterday. So now we're going to see a whole slew of people getting on the tech. We're going to see who's busted, who's not. Ruby's still a must pick. She is like the Wecker of this game, the Wesker of this game in Marvel 3, basically, where every team could use him in some way, shape, or form. And he just works. He's just strong, great buttons. Ruby is the same deal. Right. Like, she's got some buttons that give her, that can clash with supers very well. Mm-hmm. She's got some moves that literally have hitboxes in front, above, beneath, and behind her, from what I've been told.
Yeah, I did
that.
That
is just pretty dumb.
I saw that. Yeah.
A
projectile on her sight.
Yes. Yeah, that's amazing. She just has everything.
Oh,
so
of course. No, but that's good. When you mentioned about Wesker, Wesker was a character I used to teach people how to play Marvel with because he had he had the bread and butter combos that everybody could have. Yeah. Yeah, but he had teleports.
But he had teleport, though, so it's like, I've even better air dash at times.
And he had the best X Factor, probably.
Yes.
Well, next to Virgil, of course.
Yes, of course. The Trench Coat crew all had pretty good X Factors.
Yeah, so, but that's a different game for you.
Yeah, that's for another time. Another time for us to reminisce about.
Maybe I'll have to play you sometime.
Yeah, we'll play after this, don't worry. So, Fighting EX Lair is another one that's on the chopping block right now. It's going to be in 8 days. It will be released.
Cannot wait.
I meant to actually pull up the article for it, but we actually got to see your character that you were super stoked for just recently. What's his name?
Volcano Russo.
Yes, but he was used as a PS4 to PS4 Pro comparison video just to see if there was a difference between the two consoles, and it was just showing him off. I didn't get to see the whole video of it, but...
Also, check their Twitter. They recently had a... I'm telling you guys at home... Check their Twitter. They recently had a picture of teasing that they'll be at CEO, and they teased a picture of Polum as well.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh, that's a new one for me.
Yeah.
That must be
a little
fresh.
Blurry, but because they had words in front of it. But
gotcha.
But yeah, that looks really good. I say check out the PS4 Pro comparison just to get your little look at Volcano Russo, the man of pressure.
Yeah.
I say
but
so.
But you know what's funny? You're so for this character, yet you told me, like, this game's not, you're not feeling it.
I'm not feeling it because I felt like the demo was really, how would I say?
Lackluster?
That demo, it wasn't lackluster. It was just, I didn't like the whole target. Maybe I did like the target combo stuff, but it just didn't feel like I was going to be good at it. I didn't feel like I could find
success. Did you use the classic controls or the new ones that had set for default?
I was using classic. I was using Alan and Garuda. But
controls.
No, I was using regular.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because that was like a lot of things. That was something that turned a lot of people away. And they're like, oh my God, what is this?
No, it was fine.
Like One Direction button, you get a special. It's like, well, that's like the new simplified. It's like playing simple in Marvel. Versus advanced or
that
whatever.
That one you couldn't even really use.
Though. Yeah, exactly.
But I was able to, I was able to like the game. I just didn't feel right with it. I don't know. But then again, if I get a character I might like, anything can change.
There you go, exactly. Right. All it could just take is that one character to let your gameplay.
I'm not
your,
saying
your
I
gameplay.
Don't like it, because I love watching it. I want to see Fu use Duran Meister and Lariat to anyone and everyone in the world. But, I mean, Mr. Fu, not that other Fu guy.
Too many Fus out here.
Imposter Fu. Yeah, we're going to have a good time with that game, definitely. A lot of OG players play that here in Philadelphia. Yeah.
For sure. So, June 28th, and it's so crazy because it's so just close. Like, it feels... You know, just like yesterday, April Fool's, here's this game, and then it's like, we want it. And like, oh, you do? Yeah. Oh, okay. I guess we have to finish it now. We were never going to.
The funniest thing was that every booth only had one setup.
Yeah.
they're so from the ground up.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I can't wait to like see what they do with the success of this game. Mm-hmm. If it even
I just like the Gogi deck. Mm-hmm. Because it's so cool. It's like, it's almost, it reminds me in a sense, like variations in MKX, where okay. it gives you a different, depending on your loadout, you mm-hmm. get a different play style that you want to go for. I mean, some of them are kind of ridiculous. I get knocked down 10 times and now you have infinite hyper armor. But I'm like, by the time I get knocked down 10 times, I'm probably dead.
Right.
But then for all I know, there's some broken way of maybe getting that to happen.
At the same time, though, it helps if you can beat your opponent 3-0, straight 3-0, and they can't get any of those other Gojis. Yeah. That's going to be the meta of the game, trying to defend against your opponent's Gojis,
yeah.
or at least, you know,
a meta within the meta.
Up. Yeah, building yours up in order to, or just meeting all the requirements or stopping your opponent from meeting those requirements.
It's like, sick. You know what you sound? You sound like a Hearthstone player for some reason right now.
I got a 7-win streak in Arena. Leave me alone. Okay. That's my competitive game.
That's your competitive game right there.
Not for today.
He's a man of many games.
Yes.
But with that, man of many souls, maybe. So Soul Calibur 6.
These
segues are the best. Some confirmations that went down for Soul Calibur 6. So character creation has been confirmed. At first, we got, in terms of mode, that it was actually explained by the developers at E3. It was actually an interview with Motohiro Okubo. Confirmed the character creator mode will be returning Soul Calibur 6, though he did not say what kind of features are going to be there, how elaborate it can get. Because in Soul Calibur, remember, character creation started in 3, funny enough.
Yes, 3?
3, yep, in 3. It was never in 2.
No, it was not in 2.
No. 3 is what started it, and since then it's been something that's been included in every game. You can make practically anything, actually. You can just create. You would see everything from Cloud being played to Obama was being played in Soul Calibur. Like it's. I'm not even lying. No, it was legit. It's actually very entertaining. It's a lot of fun. But yeah, so he confirmed it, which is great. On top of that, we also got to see a 23 character screen. We did see the select screen before, but now we have about 13 characters, I believe. Let me see. It's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12.
Yes,
yeah,
it's 20. Well, 13 minus 1, 2 minus 2.
You want to count 5?
5, 10, 15, 20, 25. So minus 2 is 23.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm right. Yes. All right. How many are actually shown? 3, 6, 9, 12, 13. All right. So it's 13. So we still are missing 10 characters. It's really up in the air. They already have a lot of the fan favorites, of course. Ivy, Taki.
In their original beautiful outfits.
Yes.
Unlike some other article that was written about.
Then we got some new guys
outfits.
Like Gro over here.
The beautiful arm, man.
Yeah. Straight anime. Mm-hmm. So on top of that, we actually got to see the deluxe edition that GameStop is going to be selling, or rather it's just being distributed out. You pre-order now. You're going to be able to get a metal case with the built-in soundbox for the soundtrack, the on-disc soundtrack.
Ooh, season pass. I wonder if they have classic tunes.
And season pass is already telling us about the DLC. So we're talking 3 new playable characters and 2 armor packs. These armor packs, I believe, are going towards...
3 new playable characters?
Yeah.
Sounds like Sephiroth, Tifa.
It can't be all 3. It would be kind of ridiculous if it was all 3 from Final Fantasy. It would have to spread that out.
But would they be DLC characters? What would Soul Calibur do? Would they go DLC characters from previous games? Would they say Lizard Man or Valdo or something? I don't know. You know Valdo has to be in the game. Valdo have your Soul Calibur staples. All right, cool. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, Valdo, so, I think, I'm pretty sure. No, I'm thinking Yoshimitsu. Sorry. Yeah, Valdo has not been shown yet. I keep seeing pictures of Valdo online because they're like, because especially when people were attacking Ivy and they're like, oh, you subject women to this. And then they're like, no one says anything about Valdo. And you just take one good look at him.
Bingo.
Yeah, not much more
to
say.
I'm excited for this. I mean, I'd probably watch it more. again, listen, it's a 3D game. I'm not very good at them. I like the OA. I like Tekken. But these are just a little bit more difficult than what I grew up with.
One more dimension is more than what a Gorilla can take away.
I mean, I played Soul Calibur 2, but at home and with Link.
In the dark, in the corner.
Sure.
With no lights under the blanket.
Right. Dre was always there. No.
Always there. Because I was in the other corner.
But I'm looking forward to what they have in store. What will bring me into it and say, I want to play Soul Calibur.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll see how it
goes. They have time.
Plenty of time. October 9th still is the set release.
Plenty of time.
Was it 9th? I believe they changed it to 19th. Yeah, sorry. They changed it to 19th. For some reason, I think I might have either I missed that digit or it got changed. Let me just keep that in there so I don't forget.
Hey,
so
plenty October of time. 19th.
Yeah, oh yeah. So I'm expecting definitely, I want to say Evo will probably have maybe a DLC announcement.
I'm so ready for CEO and Evo's announcements for any of these games.
Mm-hmm.
I won't expect G for Street Fighter.
No?
No, because Cody just came out that week.
Yeah.
That'll sort of kill the vibe for Cody.
Cody's killing all kinds of vibes.
But they'll do it right anyway now. Because, you know, they don't care. Yeah. That's a different game. Catch but I think Fighter. CEO might have some sort of... I'm not CEO. Evo might have some really good... I mean, last year we got Geese for Tekken.
Yeah.
That was really hype.
We got Geese. We got Tag Battle.
Mm-hmm. We got Tag Battle. We got...
Geese.
Jubei.
Yes. Jubei as well. Correct.
We got Dragon... we got Trunks.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Jetta.
Jetta? What?
We got gameplay footage of Marvel vs. Capcom no, Infinite that wasn't. And the Space Stone.
No.
And the Jedi.
No, was that last year?
Yes, it was.
No, I don't believe you.
Yes, it was. It was F-Champ versus Combo Fiend.
That game died so fast.
Yep. F-Champ versus Combo Fiend. And he went to the character select screen
I remember the fake ass.
And then I saw Jedi on the screen and I got really hyped because I was like one of the first original characters that they're actually showing. And then the game died.
Damn,
no Phoenix Down will bring that game back.
No seven bars
no full
will
life,
bring that down.
No. No, what's that thing called? Phoenix, what's she say?
Dark Phoenix?
Yeah.
Can't control
Instead, when she dies, she'll just say Scott.
Yeah, there you go. Yep,
Scott.
There you go.
Randa.
Wait,
what are we in?
So we're on Fighters right now. So DB Fighters is, originally it wasn't posted here, but it was an actual patch that came out earlier today.
Correct. Yes.
This literally happened...
this morning. This hour or last night. Overnight.
Yep.
By the way, we are on... What is today's date?
The 20th. This is being recorded on 20th to be released on the 21st. Sorry if I didn't say that earlier.
Yeah.
Is this the correct one? Yep, 3 minutes ago. So patch 1.10. Mm-hmm. This is more of a quality of life patch more than anything else. You'll see more... Actually, almost damn near every sentence starts with fixed.
Yeah. So and graphical fixes. Like for Vegito, it says the wind effect for Vegito's Omega finishing blow partially remains when Ultimate Z changed into Goku Black right before the Omega finishing blow hits an opponent. So that's just an example of what these fixes
sound
like.
And 21 has some pretty interesting ones. What's the main one? There was one. Let me think. Is it this the one? 21? No, this I might. No, sorry, it was 18 that I saw where it's like her super actually.
Did you see it? I don't see it.
Actually, you know what? Maybe I read it somewhere. Oh, no, 18 right here. Fixed an issue with the latter part of her explosive part of energy wave sometimes misses even when the first part hits. That's actually rather interesting.
Oh, the shoot down.
Yeah, the shoot down. Like sometimes the last part, which half the time in supers, especially if they're cinematic or, you know, usually the last hit is like the brunt of it most of the time. They usually like scale and then it's usually unscaled at the end to give you that
a lot
massive.
Of funny stuff that happens.
Yeah, it's fixed an issue where Dragon Rush doesn't launch an opponent in certain situations. Like how, like I don't understand how no one's actually complained about that before. I'm surprised. Mm. It must not happen either as often or people just don't catch it. They're like, oh, why didn't that launch?
Oh, it didn't launch.
Did
it just
launch
pushed
earlier?
Cool.
Interesting.
Right.
So yeah, everything is just a fixed an issue of some way, shape, or form of the characters. Piccolo's assist for one got fixed where there's an issue where his Z assist doesn't fire a homing energy blast when performed while Majin Buu's fat throw is hitting an opponent. But like how often do you see like fat Buu?
Right. Because, I mean, I guess it's because the character's not moving and probably registers it weird.
Yeah. Some sort of state in there that's like colliding with it. So same
Beerus
thing with
fix is weird.
16 just, as well.
I don't understand the Beerus fix. I guess it's more for key gauge against those two characters.
Fixed an issue where an opponent's key gauge increased more when KO'd with a God of Destruction Judgment. And so basically they're receiving more meter when you land this super on them, which is like, that's a little bit of an issue. I kind of, you know,
key
you kind of want to...
increases when the heavy version of Spirit Destruction hits an opponent. That's weird.
Yep. Right, so, cool. Basically, it's just issues throughout the entire game. Everything from characters to even their voices and Z changing, key gauge as well. Fixed an issue where the key gauge stops increasing when hitting an opponent with something like trap style projectiles, aka Gotenks. while a player is performing a pressing and holding vanish move in a sparking state. Those are a lot of variables, though. You got to be in sparking and you're holding and vanishing at the same time, but then it's also a trap projectile. Makes you think,
like, who's doing all of this? Like, who's
Yoshi probably? Rogue Yoshi probably. Yeah. The guy's got a whole lot of stuff in his pocket right now. I'm definitely gonna ask him about this to see if anything actually has affected him in that state. But other than that, this isn't a patch, as in like a character balancing patch. We're not going to see that till probably at a minimum after Evo kind of form. Even then, like, I don't know what exactly they need to patch. Like,
it won't be like what they did to 16.
No, yes, exactly. We already kind of did our major patch, unless they're trying to chop Cell's legs and turn him imperfect.
It's like, funny. I saw a tweet that was responding to their initial tweet, to Bandai Namco's initial tweet.
Mm-hmm.
That said,
a tweet within the tweet, surprise, there's another
all
tweet.
All of those replies,
right?
Yes. Okay. Thanks, Dad. No. So, no, in there, what happened is, thanks, you lost my train of thought, but I remember it now. They said, oh, you need to fix a bug that's green and perfect. Yeah. And it was a picture of Cell, like, all, like, throwing up and stuff.
Yeah.
You gotta fix a perfect green bug.
I wonder how long they're gonna let that character rock until they decide to just turn him imperfect and he just pukes up 18 real quick.
I think if they take out that teleport move, that his down medium punch, he would just
be
combos,
okay.
His combos will go back to just being normalized.
Okay.
And the flip.
That's two things now.
Oh dear. The corner combos, they just have to go. I think they can normalize him easily by just taking away his longer combos.
Okay.
And then if you get hit by the mix up at the end, it's...
Yeah, at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So CEO happening in a week.
Daytona.
It will be out in Daytona. It'll be the first world tour stop.
That's correct.
It's going to be interesting. I know no actual FGC streamer is doing it. I believe it is like fighters, like their own production is doing it. Yes.
Just like last year at Evo.
Yep. It's funny. It's something that I saw the schedule for CEO and... Like cats like Spooky and who else like is really
sort of Funky P? No,
Funky P. No, like Level Data Up. FGC is like this other one. I've never heard of them though.
There's
a rarity that you even get a top eight.
Like
companies are starting to really pull out and actually just like do the production themselves, which is rather interesting. I wonder what that trend's coming all about. I mean, there's a value in owning the IP and owning the actual broadcast.
Right.
And I think they're starting to recognize that.
Mm-hmm.
Or rather, they've always known that. I think now they're just starting to strike. I mean, Fighters, like I said, is now having its world tour. They kind of want it all in-house because they control it all instead of having to deal with a third party like Team Spooky or any other streamer.
It's hurting. It's hurting a lot.
It's going to hurt a lot of guys. But guess what? It's inevitable because... Yeah.
They own
the IPs, so they actually own all the power.
Biggie knows how to bring in the streamers that can still do their household streams and
keep it grassroots. Yeah,
that's correct.
We'll see how that goes.
It helps the local.
It's just a quick
guys,
little
man.
Tip. I saw the schedule, and that's what crossed my mind.
Yeah, but I got the notification earlier about the schedule. Looks good.
But Injustice 2 is next, and there isn't much going on in Injustice 2. I mean. Considering with the letdown that was MK11, that was no MK11. Injustice 2, of course, they got their next season already scheduled for the next competitive season. War of the Gods is happening actually right now at this time of the recording. If you haven't checked it out, feel free to go actually and check out. I think it's War of the Gods on Twitch. Like who streams it? Most likely it's like Mr. Aquaman, and they usually have someone else. KP,
War of the Gods,
somebody.
Among Us.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out what was the reference, but there it is.
Yeah. So it is happening currently right now. Top 8 is out there. Noble is actually not gonna be guaranteed top 2. Samij is actually in losers currently, and he has been the reigning champ of War of the Gods.
Oh my!
But then there's cats like Silverite right now, who's I keep saying I have to confirm with him. If he's a Philly native or New Jersey, I think he's a Philly native. Silverai. He was an insane Liu Kang in MKX. And he was, I learned from him because I met him.
Learned from him.
I never knew Liu Kang was a problem until I actually started playing against him.
Oh, yeah. Liu Kang, because he has the fastest punch in the game.
But he was like one of the originators of that character in MKX. Like he had him from the get-go and like developed the tech. I met him in Proving Grounds.
What variation is he using?
Well, at the time, I think it was Flame Fist was what he used because you would
Flame
get
Fist was good.
Because you would get the dash combos and such.
Yeah.
But right now he's a Hellboy main and Batman main.
Goodness.
Okay. Wow. Apparently I saw in one of his tweets he's not gonna go 100% Hellboy. He's felt that he's learned enough that
see a Hellboy combo here. Was it him?
Probably. Okay. He's probably one of the best Hellboys out there. Yeah. But he's like kind of from what I'm understanding, he was in a little bit of a character crisis where it's like he was just all in, but then there's so many counter picks against it that he's like, I gotta take Batman off the bench because Batman is just so good.
You can have pocket characters now, but these
in this game, you have to, in Injustice, like in NRS games, you have to have more than one character. It's horrible, like, matches I don't want to say it's horrible because you should learn, more, but it's just that, like when matches are bad, matchups are bad.
You can't just pick up a character like, I'm just going to spam you. No.
Because
then if you lose with that character, or even if you win, the other player already knows, already has the advantage to switch the counter pick.
Yep. Yeah, it's
they will trap you into a character that will have no chance.
Yeah. You lose at the character select screen at times.
That's why I think Honeybee is one of the best players.
Because he's always been Flash.
Adjust with Flash. Yeah.
Always been Flash.
And because he's Devorah and he's my favorite player ever.
That's right. He was a Devorah player. That's I remember him being up here playing, actually. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or down here, he's from Canada, so he came down here.
I followed the other reptile player from the break. Anyway,
reptile player from the break.
Yeah, I forget his name. It wasn't amazing, but I like those two characters.
Nice.
I don't know, maybe the green stuff.
The green stuff.
Yeah,
Static Gorilla likes the green stuff.
That's weird. It's one of my favorite colors. And I don't even like green.
So
it's one of my favorite colors. How does that happen?
So with the big announcement over at E3 with Devil May Cry 5, Capcom is just jumping on the hype train at full range. So we have some new costumes that are going to be coming out. So we have a Nero costume for Ed, which even comes along with the actual like devil spirit behind him that's supposed to be, I forget if it symbolizes his devil trigger because he doesn't have a devil trigger in 4. He does and he doesn't. When he goes Devil Trigger, he uses Virgil's sword. And spoilers, if you don't know, Virgil's his dad, in case you didn't know that.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
I didn't play Devil May Cry 4.
Yeah, Virgil, that's his son. So, Uncle Dante.
Oh.
So.
Thanks.
It's not that big of a spoiler.
No, it's not. It's okay. So, it's been too long.
So, Ed's getting a Virgil costume.
Ken
is getting a Dante costume because it's also the same voice actor. If you didn't know,
yeah,
English voice
You're
actor
right.
for Dante. Yep, it just
that's
makes sense.
That's why I don't like them. No, I'm just kidding.
So yeah, we got the trench coat. Cats are out, and we have one more actually for your girl.
I marked
Laura.
Out so hard for this when I saw her yesterday.
Gloria is Laura in this game. Gloria being Trish in disguise in Devil May Cry 4.
Yep.
I just wanted to go with Trish.
I feel like this is a good idea, a good turn, because she needed more variety to her outfits, I think.
Really?
It was just sports outfit, swimsuit outfit. Then.
What more do you need?
Bonita.
Yeah.
And then
she's Bonita.
Then the Christmas one. And I'm just like, man, give me some.
Go get some mods. There's some pretty dope mods out there. Shout outs to Brutal Ace. Go look up his work. So the first two costumes, Ed and.
Sombra. That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Ed and Dante. Ed and Ken's costumes, they will both be out. Isn't it the same
Cody.
Time as release?
They come
out
with Cody,
the 25th.
You have to buy them.
Yes. Gloria, aka Laura's costume, is actually going to be one of those extra battle mode costumes that you have to fight so much and have the fight money ready for it.
Every week.
So it's going to start on the 5th, so right after Independence Day. 5th to the 12th will be the boots. 13th to the 19th will be the gloves. 20th to the 26th will be the torso. And of course, the wig, the perm, or the bucket head, whatever you want to call it, the 27th to the 2nd.
Yes.
It's going to be $2,500 each. So that is a 10,000 fight money cash up you have to give.
So all the month of July. Yeah, you better be playing Street Fighter.
Start grinding
month of
it
July.
Out, son.
Don't let Dragon Ball distract you.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they like
remember,
to distract
you
with
you
a million
get,
yen zenny.
You have to get every piece at that time to get it. If you miss even one. Unfortunately, just like Gorilla over here, who missed the one Arthur one because he was too busy
and
filming
the last piece for Bison.
And recording this show. Sorry about that, buddy.
And I missed the last piece for Bison the week prior.
Oh, that sucks.
I've been playing all day today, and I didn't try to check what else.
So that isn't the only thing either.
Yes,
so
I'm so excited.
Mega Man 11 is coming out October 2nd, and Capcom's been doing a lot, just harping back to the old IPs. It's nice because it's like, cool, they're like, well, we haven't forgotten. It'd be nicer if they came out with better games. But I mean, trying.
Monster Hunter was good, apparently, according to people.
Okay.
Resident Evil 7 was great.
Resident Evil 2 is you know, getting a remake. So sick.
Yeah, you said the key word. That's a problem. Remake.
Remake? I mean, how can you mess that up?
They're betting on nostalgia.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll take that.
Yeah, but then they just I betted
on nostalgia with Mighty Number 9. I had to hold that. That was fun.
Listen, what they're gonna do is they're gonna create Resident Evil 2, mm-hmm. use that money to create Resident Evil 8. It's what they do.
Resident Evil 7 was good though.
It was. They have that Resident Evil money stashed away.
So let me see. It states so you can get the Airman costume for Rashid if you
October 2nd.
Is it October 2nd?
Pick up. No, Mega Man 11 is coming out October 2nd.
Yes.
Yes.
I think apologies. If you buy it.
Anxious for the next crossover costume for After Gloria?
I think it's if you buy it, actually.
If you can't wait to defeat Airman, pick up Mega Man Legacy Collection out now for... Okay.
Yeah, I think it's one of those... it's either a cross one or it's supposed to be... it's going to be a later bonus one or something like that. Or... it might be one of the costumes that are in the brand new...
please don't remind me.
The new, what's it called? Not Battle Goods, excuse me. What is the mode survival called? Mode? Fighting Chance. So with the survival mode that please we've had previously, there's, you know, those ways where you can unlock colors, right? Mm-hmm. You could get the 3 to 5 or 3, what is it? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And that's it. You get those are the colors you got. So the current survival mode is being kind of changed with things like battle goods, where they're consumables that give you advantage during before the next stage in case you can get more meter, you can get more health, or you take less damage, stuff right. like that, or do more damage. Things to kind of help progress because battle mode or survival mode is like doesn't really, unless you are hardcore into getting the colors and you just don't want to shell out how much were they, because I know you bought some colors.
$5. Remember, but there were enough money to make me not want to buy any more.
Okay, so either if you're balling like Gorilla over here and decide to actually buy the colors, or you go through survival, that's really the only point to survival. Yeah. Besides, I guess, trying to put up a good score and whatever.
But you're going against the AI. While you're waiting like, for other, while you're waiting for a match to come
exactly,
in.
Exactly. Only if, like, isn't it if you go to the very last stage and then someone picks, like, tries to get you, like, connects with you, don't you, like, revert back to the first stage?
No, in survival? Oh, not anymore. Okay. Not anymore.
It used to be like
maybe
that.
Maybe it was.
It was something like that.
What it was that, I remember there was Pierre Rog who was playing, mm-hmm. and then he had it on, do I hit yes or no for a request, and he was getting supered, and then it showed up a request, and he hit yes, but the other person hit no, and he still got supered and had to start all over.
But the other thing as well that they've added, because, you know, instead of trying to really grind out 10, 30, 50, or 100 consecutive opponents, you can actually just pay a little bit of fight money, 1,000, to get continues. So they made it a lot easier where you don't lose your progress. You start with full health, EX, and V gauge for a fair match.
That's pretty cool. But again, you're using fight money. At least you're not using real money. That's cool. they told us at the start to Evo 2015,
mm-hmm.
2015, yeah, that you would be paying. You would have the option to get DLC or outfits with fight money.
It's
everything
with
fight money. And now there's still characters. There's still stuff that you have to pay for.
Yeah.
It's a little confusing.
It's all right. Yeah. So here's the big thing that added. So Fighting Chance is a shop. Minette basically decided to put up a shop down some alleyway next to Rose's apartment or something, whatever. And she's going to sell some goods for some rent.
What crazy lore.
I know. I'm just chock full of it. So you can basically get what are called fighting chances, which basically they're booster packs. They are packs that have multiple different items, and they could range. So you can get battle goods for survival mode. You can get new colors obtainable through what is it called, her fantasy fortune readings. That's what Minette does. you can even get like rare completely costume. Rare costumes from it, such as they've actually posted here on the Capcom Unity blog. Cammy's Cannon Spike costume is one of the rare ones, and they'll introduce more, and you can also get artwork and stuff like that. Basically, it's, you know, if you've played games like Overwatch, you've seen the same mm-hmm. system where you can get character costumes, highlights, artwork, player icons, win poses.
Collectibles,
exactly. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, they're collectibles. It's cool because they're added costumes. That's fun. You don't have to worry about fight money, and it's like the whole costume. I'm assuming you're not getting pieces. It would suck if you did, but...
we're still getting a full game.
Yeah, basically. So,
but this comes out with the Cody update as well.
Yes, and once you log on with the update that's live, you actually get one free one.
Oh,
there you go. So you know you get to get a chance to even get the Cammy costume. It's crazy that they're like I said, Capcom is really harping back. Cannon, what is it? Strike, Spike. Cannon Spike
Cannon Spike.
Oh, that my God.
Her dive kick.
Yeah, the dive kick. It's kind of weird that it got named after that. I can't remember. I remember playing the game. So it was her, Charlie, Mega Man was in it, and then other Capcom characters. I just can't remember past those three.
Devilot or Jin or... No, right?
I cannot remember off the top of the dome. Yeah. But this was a Dreamcast game. Mm-hmm. So not only was it Dreamcast, but then it was like...
We could probably show them a little bit.
Okay.
Well, you can look it up on YouTube or something.
We got a Dreamcast here, actually, I think. Too.
I have a Dreamcast.
Okay. Make sure to bring that in. Maybe we'll see how that works.
I have two Dreamcasts.
So, yeah, this update is meeting us with Mayor Cody. So that is going to be the 20... What is it? 25th?
Yeah.
Yes, correct.
We should do a playthrough. That'd be awesome.
So that would be cool. Yeah, I
it's
mean...
It's a short game.
Cody is...
Oh, you're talking about that. No,
well, no I'm saying Cody's in it, so I'll definitely be playing that. But Cannon's Spike, was it short?
It was a short game.
Oh, okay.
It was boss. It was like Power
Stone. It was just a beat-em-up.
Power Stone beat-em-up.
It was an overhead beat-em-up kind of deal. Mm-hmm. I just remember when Charlie did his super, it was like big ass Sonic Booms, like huge
Sonic Boom.
Like he does several of them. Like I think like three or four, and they're like so huge.
Marvel versus Capcom 2.
Dope, but these were huge. Oh, so think Sonic Hurricanes, those size, but he's throwing like one from each arm.
Sonic Blade.
Yeah.
Right.
Sonic Typhoon is what he was doing.
Oh, snap.
So yeah, that does it for Street Fighter V. New costumes. Survival's getting a facelift. And of course, we have Manat selling some goods out the back.
Yeah, sounds good.
And some Devil May Cry hypeness, of course. And yeah, that's actually going to do it for Street Fighter.
So, Dre, I have a question.
What's up?
It's a random one. Are we in the randoms?
It's stupid. I actually looked at you and was like, what's up? I kind of don't want you on the next week's show.
No, randoms but I have to update.
Randoms of the FGC is up next. We're going to talk about what's going on behind the water cooler known as the FGC. It doesn't necessarily have to pertain to one game. Just has to be something, you know, something interesting that's going on. So Arxis and Trigger had kind of pulled a little bit of a Fallout 76 deal where they had a stream kind of going on, waiting for us to see their announcement. There was a talk already about a collaboration. And then there was the announcement, which was a trailer on top of a website launch with some screenshots of a game that they are working on together. So Kill la Kill, known as like one of the most popular animes in, like, I forget, 2014? I think something like that, 2014, 2013.
In this decade,
it was just insane. It is still a very good show. I have watched it. It's so over the top. And it's expected from this studio. So Arxis basically took that and created a game that right now I'm having a hard time deciphering between game and anime. Actually, even just looking at the screenshots right now, we only have four. We don't know 100%. Like, I'm assuming it's a fighting game because Arxis works is in it. This looks very 2D-ish kind of area right here. But then we've got some really interesting angles. But Arxis is known to make those cinematic moves, just like Guilty Gear and all.
It does look very Tenkaichi jump start.
So players 1 and 2. Expect the release will be next year.
Yeah.
And the title just basically is Kill la Kill the game.
We'll just have to wait. Maybe we'll get
Kill
la
Kill battle action is the genre, by the way.
Oh. Who knows? We may get something at Evo.
Well, they're saying right here, Anime Expo 2018, July 5th to the 8th.
There you go.
In LA, we will see some more details. So hopefully we'll actually see some gameplay.
Evo did tweet out that they were hyped for all the demos that would be on the floor this year. So you definitely don't want to miss Evo.
Most definitely. Most definitely. So yeah, Arxis is doing their thing. So I know we talked about CEO earlier in our little rant with Fighters being the world tour, but Super Smash Bros. Ultimate will also be available at CEO. You can actually have a nice playable demo if you didn't make it out to E3 or be invited if you weren't one of the pros. Remember, this is June 29th to the 1st. Check out ceogaming.org for any details on that.
Yeah, let me know on Twitter what characters you want me to try out.
Exactly.
I'll definitely see what characters might have feel the same, who feels faster. By the way, my main is Greninja. So,
is he in this game? Wow, you actually answered me.
Oh,
got him.
Dre.
Everybody's in it, man.
Oh, Dre. No.
So it's cool. Go. So yeah, CEO, like every year, Jabali's just doing something to kind of hype it up. And plus, there's also that New Japan Wrestling that's going on,
yes,
too. There's exhibition
Friday night.
For that.
Friday night. I wonder if it's going to be streamed or if it's going to be some sort of subscription, I guess. I don't know. But it's going to be pretty amazing. A lot of New Japan pro wrestlers are going to be out there. And it's going to look like fun. Expect some surprises.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know if I'm going to expect a surprise, but I mean, Chris Jericho is a champion over there. So that's going to be, as they say these days, lit.
Lit. Mm-hmm. Yes, what them kids are saying. You know what's not lit, though? Getting paid in cryptocurrency for your tournament winnings.
You.
So recently there's been a, so if you know about Esports Arena,
yes,
is basically an arena for esports in Las Vegas.
Oh.
Pretty simple concept,
wow, that
right?
Sounds, yeah. Yeah.
That's where the Goichi versus Sonic Fox exhibition
that
went down.
That used to be a club. That
is
was
that
a,
what
one
it was?
Of the Red Bull after parties was two years ago.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
And it was just very interesting to see that it was a dance after parties
that.
And totally turned into what we could use in the fighting game community.
Another LAN center?
No. But just a yes, I guess so. Maybe you're right.
Let me see. So so there was a $10,000 Dragon Ball FighterZ tournament that went down there early June. And now what I'm hearing is that they were paying the players in cryptocurrency, which had lost their value right after they got paid. Mm-hmm. So for those that don't understand, cryptocurrency is a very volatile system. It's like it's an open ledger where you can know every single transaction that's gone down, yada, yada, yada. I can go the rest of this podcast talking about cryptocurrency, but I'm going to save you the trouble.
Yeah.
Only because also I want to make sure my facts are 100% correct.
Right. Yeah. Just take a look at some research, maybe get some of your own sort of insight onto it and see what it's like. But
so
at the
basically,
same time,
it's
yeah.
magic internet money. Let's
right,
just go with
right,
that.
Right,
all
right. Right.
It does change over time. It could be worth, I think what something like
Bitcoin rose
eight
to
years
a lot.
Ago. It was maybe $100 per right. coin. Now it's like $10,000 per
yeah,
Bitcoin.
It,
you know, it's, it changes. It's like
year.
Playing the stock game almost.
But after so, it went, after it reached a peak, right? It dropped.
Whenever there's a peak, there's always usually a crash.
That's
or at least
correct.
A or at least a
if there's
I don't
want to
say crash.
People.
It's when it's overvalued, it then peaks, and that's when you want to sell. And then because it will then actually reach the actual value. So it'll drop or it'll stay, you know, if you're lucky, but that doesn't happen as often as you would think.
Nope.
Anyway, I'm going in too much on like
yeah,
stocks
sorry.
And stuff. So yeah. FGC coin was paid out to these members after they had won, and Shrugu 702 took to Twitter explaining the situation, even showing screenshots as much as to anyone that's being skeptical about the pricing of FGC coin afterwards. The interesting part is, A, I don't see why that wasn't like a bit of a red flag when you're entering a tournament off the get-go. So it's like, okay, this isn't a cash prize sending. I mean, sure, is it cool that they're trying something different? Okay, I won't fault them for that.
Right.
But cryptocurrency? Like you're gonna like unless like you have to cash that in literally the second you get it.
Right. No.
Or even then, the second you get it, for all you know, it crashes. and it's not worth as much.
How hard is PayPal?
Right? Like for real. Like 10,000. How hard is that?
Like there's a tweet right there from the same guy. He said, I'd be happier if I got cash and 46 likes right onto it. Yeah.
I didn't if you go up wait, a little bit. What?
Up there.
Where?
You passed it. Where? Bam.
Oh, this one. Yep. Yeah. I'd be happy if I got cash. Yeah. But here's the thing. Directly underneath that, I don't see why you would agree to not getting cash.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you know that's how they're going to be putting it out there, why would you... You already going into the tournament, you're then agreeing to it. You don't have a case afterwards.
Nope.
You got it's a cash 22. You are getting bison dollars at the end of this.
It would be different if they said, we will pay you the $1,000 you are owed. And then still haven't owed you those $1,000.
Yes. So funny enough, Gutex was also
yeah. Alex
involved
Myers had
in
tagged
that.
Him.
Yes, he was involved.
Gutex says, "I appreciate the feedback, but there are a few issues with the statement. Number one, Mill Esports was the venue and handled some elements of production. Fantasy Gold Coin was the main sponsor, so any complaints about payout should be directed at them." And then the floodgates sort of opened.
Yeah.
People started to get very defensive on Twitter. People started to show themselves in a brighter light, but then also come at others, and it's just not. So there's something wrong. Someone's missing something, and something needs to be done is what the moral of this is.
Moral of the story is cash money up front. If you agree to anything other than that, that is on you. FantasyGold.io, FGCArena.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of all over. You can see that they're trying this method of payment. They're trying to open up, as they even stated.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, in those tweets, they are expanding in which ways they can do payouts. I don't know how much more you need to expand past cash or credit. It's or by credit, I mean PayPal.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't need you to expand towards cryptocurrency for me to get my money.
Right.
Or getting my grand finals on.
It's a major problem when, you know, I mean, that's just entirely a major problem. But it's sort of like as if they want to be very super current.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, guys, we're just regular players playing video games. And all we need is our cash.
I'll build some pay, motherfucker. Like, come on.
Yeah, from the pot. Wow. From the list of the pop bonus is what you just pay out. It's not supposed to be like, oh, these are esports players. They're so futuristic. They would prefer Bitcoin. It's like, guys, we're just guys just trying to make money and a living from playing video games.
Or at least trying to make a living, because apparently, according to cats that, like Zero,
yeah,
you can work at McDonald's for 2 years and make more than he has in for winning Evo Smash, which the numbers actually kind of back him up on that. Not to go on a rant on that, but... You know, with Smash Ultimate coming out, of course, it's kind of revitalizing a lot of people to come out and play. Zero being a man that was on a 56 tournament win streak during his Smash career, retired, became a full-time streamer and commentator because, A, streaming is usually a lot more profitable than being an FGC player right now.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't have the branding like the Daigos or the Nemos or the even the Punks or whatever, right, you know, you need some sort of branding to it. If you're just a player that's just trying to win by tournament, it's very inconsistent. So he was on the top of this game, and he's like, all right, whatever. He's done. He's going to go stream, make a living doing streaming. Right. Now everyone's like, hey, Smash Bros. Ultimate's out. Are you going to come out? And he actually went on to make a video stating, you know, I would do it if there were business opportunities for me, if the money is there, if the support is there. Because if you look at the history of Smash, out of all the games in recent history, because now, you know, we've got Capcom throwing in pop bonuses for Capcom Cup, $50,000, $30,000 at Evo. NRS with their constant the ESL series and War of the Gods, they're putting a pop bonus, $20,000, $30,000 or more. You know, Smash is kind of left off in the dust from Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
A part of me is like, well, Nintendo is very... They're being very meticulous with how they're going to handle this. And then Nintendo, I don't think, still considers it a fighting game. It is funny. A party game.
Viewers are watching Smash, right?
Mm-hmm.
But sponsors are not.
Yeah.
That's weird. Like, you don't see big name sponsors on these players for Smash. I mean, yeah, you have Cloud and C9 for
Liquid
for
Melee as well, yeah.
For Melee, yeah, but that's Melee because Melee's, I guess, gained that much popularity.
In the numbers, right? You see Hungrybox's tweet as soon as to reply Mr. Wizard.
I did, and he was so sad. Why would you take Melee out? It's like your main game. It's like, guys, CRTs are heavy.
CRTs are heavy, homes. They're heavy,
bros.
Yeah, like, they are
it's
not
a
light.
Big liability because you got so many different things that you got to bring up when you bring in the CRTs. There's a lot. It's a lot going on. You know, I think it'd make it so much easier on the staff. You know, one system or a Switch or a Wii U, and that's it. You're good. You don't have to. You have one screen for everybody, and it just makes things so much simpler. I believe, but. I think Melee's had a good run. I think the numbers of entrants that are going into Smash 4 are a lot more than Melee right now because people have already moved on or they decided, you know what, it's time for that to just go, you know?
Yeah, not to harp on it more because technically this probably should have been a Focus Attack segment, but this was, I guess, the remnants of a Focus Attack. It's like I can't fault him. Because at this point, as a player, it's more than just playing a game.
Mm-hmm.
Like anybody can do that. You and me do it all the time.
Right.
We just sit up and play a game.
Living
right?
off of it.
To make a living off of it, you have to have a business mindset. There, you have your own personal brand.
Your
have to worry about.
Better be your job.
Your sponsor needs to like be doing a lot more than just here's a hotel and here's an airplane.
You have
flight.
To eat, sleep, and drink this game. There's
but on top of that, you have to make smart moves. Mm-hmm. You have to know like. If the money is there, it's worth it. Like, there's one way of like, sure, you know, doing it out of love, but love don't pay the bills, homie.
Yeah, pro player doesn't come easy.
Being a pro, yeah, man, you want to look out for those opportunities. And like for him, that's why I say I don't fault him. I'm like, yeah, he doesn't want to come out unless they're he can make a living doing it because he has seen what happens when you win Evo. Like, remember Shen in 2013 to 2014 when he won, he left with only like maybe $4,000.
Christy made $80 for getting, not Christy, oh, Justin what? Wong made $80 for getting eighth at Evo 2016. This is
last what?
Yeah. He got eighth place and he got $80-something for Marvel 3.
You get 1%. That's Marvel, what it is.
Yeah.
You get 1%.
Yeah. Yeah. Marvel 3. Whatever. And Christy got 8,000.
He, that was 60%. The way they do it is like 60-20-10 and then they keep, or 60-20 something, so, and it keeps sweating down the line. Yeah.
No pop bonuses for that. That was all. No, I mean, that was just
the pop. That was the last of it. That was it. That was the last shebang and bang. Then the Marvel came and then Marvel went. Right. We didn't even get through a Marvel Infinite Evo, right?
Nope. It'll be there. It'll be on the side.
It'll be on the side. But, no, oh my goodness, that's so bad.
I mean, Combo Breakers Grand Finals. I would suggest watching Combo Breakers Grand Final between the Killsage and Dual Kevin. Dual Kevin made a really, really good comeback, and Killsage was not being himself. He made some terrible decisions. I suggest watching that Grand Finals, or at least the last match, because it's hard to sit through Grand Finals of Marvel.
All right, this seems to be the rantings of the FGC is what we did today. Sorry about that,
guys.
Yeah,
it's the new segment that I bring.
Yeah, the rantings of the FGC. The rantings of a mad gorilla.
No, it's fine.
Maybe we will put that as a new segment. That wouldn't be a bad idea. So we do not have a folks attack for you guys this week. As we said, it's actually a little bit of a light week, but you can take what we said about Zero and his little statements about, you know, making moves in back into the scene only if there are benefits to it. Do you agree with that? Do you disagree? Sure. We want to hear from you guys when you get the chance. Hit us up on Discord or Twitter or the comment section below on any of your platforms that you are listening on. But with that, we're going to jump right into our mod highlights this week. We do have two pretty interesting ones, or rather some decent ones this week. Not to, you know, not to take away from the work done by these awesome modders. And funny enough, I saw the first one. I was like, oh, dope. You know what? This looks pretty good. Let me check it out. Then I found out who it was. And I was like, oh, of course it's him or her. So Monkey Gigabuster has been an actual... a regular when it comes to these mod highlights, because he or she, whoever, just turns out some really awesome mods this week. Right. Actually, speaking of MVCI, decided to do a Thor mashup. So there are different variations of Thor in this one. One more towards the cinematic universe. Yeah. We're talking even all the way up to Avengers. No spoilers. I still haven't seen it yet, but I know about the hammer and all that. Of course, I mean, whatever. So he's got the one eye patch, the short hair, the Chris Hemsworth haircuts going on, but he's got the beard. And he's got the new hammer. Then he's got more of the traditional, I guess, early Hemsworth.
You don't have to worry about spoilers. That hammer was in the Avengers.
It was
movie, cartoon movie. So you're good.
You know, in the comics as well. Sure. So it's just a couple of variations with and without the cape, with and without the hair.
Yeah,
it looks solid.
And that Thanos too.
That I think there was actually some mods for the Thanos as well, as you can see here. Just
I like these works that they put in. They put in some detail.
Yeah, so
they don't change the character too often. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and this was the first mod he's actually ever done. Oh. That Monkey's ever done for Thor. So still, hey, MVCI may be dead, but the mods are very much still alive.
And Thor is actually not a bad character. He's really good. He has pretty stupid mix-ups. Decent.
Even in three, he was like, by the end, like only the specialists that had him, we realized he was actually kind of ridiculous.
His hammers, he has a high and a low, I think. It's one of them you have to block high, and it's like plus.
Jeez.
Weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
So besides Monkey, we actually made a trip over to PC Best Mods. Actually, funny enough, did I actually even get a chance to check out who dropped this?
Whoa.
Oh, the Jamk. Okay, so the Jamk, also another regular, decided to bring in some Nintendo fun. This is a work in progress. There is no download for it currently, but Breath of the Wild Zelda has made it to Street Fighter V. More of the bitchy princess, considering it's Karen that she's being...
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Oh.
She's got the laugh and everything. Like, it's very interesting. But it looks good regardless. Yeah, this is still a work in progress. I can see, like, I think maybe the hair and possibly like the eyes and such, like the lighting was a little off on one of the characters versus on the other side. So I don't know if that's just an odd effect of the actual stage. And it looks like the hair needs a little bit of work as well. But besides that, it still looks pretty solid.
I have the full song stuck in my head from this stage. Already.
Yo, the London stage will forever, I think it's like a rule in Street Fighter, the London stage will forever have a good theme.
Of course.
Forever have, especially the Street Fighter 2 when it first dropped.
Oh, yeah. No, goodness gracious. Cammy's theme is unforgettable. Cammy's theme,
It is timeless. So, right now, this is, like I said, a mod you cannot get currently, but the Jamk, if you have followed the Jamk before, you know, is really quick to turn things out, known for doing a lot of cross character mods, including like the Overwatch. You said Sombra earlier. I believe that was also the jam that decided to bring that. Did Genji, did Reinhardt for Zangief, you know. You can see the guy's portfolio is just all over the place. It's all over. But yeah, feel free to go check that out as soon as it becomes live PC best mods on YouTube.
Yes, Princess Zelda awaits you.
Yeah, she's ready to just smack that up.
What princess awaits you or I?
And she's in another castle. Don't worry, we'll find her. But yeah, guys, that's actually going to do it. I know it seemed like a pretty light episode this week, but you know, trust me, we're going to have plenty for you guys in the future. I just got BB Tag last night, so I'm going to go ahead and sit down and enjoy some of that and get my Yang play on.
I just learned Nash today. Not today, but over the past week. And I'm giving up.
So you're winning. So you're winning CEO. Got it. All
right. That's right.
So Static Gorilla winning CEO, right. Calling it here.
I will be first on that stage. I will be with my own music.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
You know what? I want to make it top eight, but I'm going to keep just tell you guys, if I make top eight, Lord, help me make top eight, I will try to maybe come out as Finn Balor.
Oh, okay.
You know who Finn Balor is? All
right. I know where you're going with this.
Yes.
All right.
But then I would have to use Nicali. So
yeah, you would have to.
Never mind.
But thanks a lot, guys, for listening to this week's episode. We appreciate you hanging out for another week of nonsense. You can check out our podcast on many different platforms such as iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Google Play Music, Stitcher, Player.fm, Pocket Cast, SoundCloud, Podbean. And if you can't get to any of those, of course, we have our RSS feeds.
What was that last one again?
Our RSS feeds.
Nice.
There you go. Let me just hit
the
rewind.
Make sure I got to get them all.
Hit the rewind on that, right?
That's right.
You can check out the links to any of these platforms right on the Mash Those Buttons website, which is mashthosebuttons.com. Awesome. And of course, social media. At DoubleTapFGC, you can link, you know, anything you'd like to tag us in right there with that. You can tag me at CrashTagVS. Static, where can they find you at, man?
At Static Gorilla on Twitter, Instagram, and anywhere else. If you look up Static Gorilla, I am there.
He is the one. There is numbers after him. He is the original.
No, that is
And of
correct.
Course, check out at MTB site for the Mash Those Buttons website main Twitter page, where you'll see the feeds for all our other shows that also go on, such as Watchpoint Radio. I know it's a little bit of a light week for them as well. But that's probably going to change soon with season one of the Overwatch League coming to a close. Philadelphia in the playoffs. Let's go, baby.
Oh, yeah.
So we're pretty stoked about that. And, of course, at Nerd Street Gamers, N3RDST Gamers, we are actually running an Overwatch Fusion showcase this weekend at Too Many Games. That's where all our production equipment currently is right now. So, you know, feel free to go check us out on Twitter. You'll see some awesome stuff. Maybe you'll see me getting a picture taken of. Maybe I'll hang out with AVGN or something while I'm out there.
Yeah. Also on Twitch at Static Gorilla or twitch.tv/Static Gorilla.
Nice. Pretty smooth as butter there, buddy.
Sure. Thanks.
Facebook.com/mashthosebuttons and youtube.com/mashthosebuttons.
Nutty peanut butter.
You can check us out on Discord. Chill, Winston.
It's crunchy.
So you can check us out on Discord as well at discord.me/mashthosebuttons and discord.gg/nerdstreetgamers.
Was that a gorilla joke?
It was Winston. Yeah, duh.
Terrible.
Come on, man. The best way you guys can contact us is through the comment section below on whatever platform you are listening on or even on Twitter. You know, as soon as you guys actually submit that or give us any feedback, we instantly try to answer as quick as possible. We don't like to keep you guys hanging like a bad date.
Right.
And the best way you can support us is shares. You know, when we tweet out that the show is live, I know it happens often now where you guys are retweeting, liking. Feel free to tag someone that you think might like the show as well. Yeah. It would be your brothers, cousins, friends, uncles, worst enemy.
Right.
Let them go check out the podcast.
You just want to give them an update of, hey, this is what's still happening. Fighting games are still a thing.
We do hear a lot. We do get messages, actually, you know, people that have been out of the game and they actually are coming back and they find their way through this, which, you know, we're thankful for every listener that we do get. Thanks a lot. That's the awesome. Support is awesome. Yeah. And even on Discord also, we tend to hear a lot of love out there. So appreciate you guys that are, you know, live on those Discord servers just saying what's up. And yeah, that's actually going to do it for us, guys. Thank you again for another episode. Static Gorilla, thank you for hanging out.
Thanks,
and we'll
man.
Probably see you again next week if you're not fired by then. Again, by this show.
No problem.
We'll see about that.
Bringing it down. But that's all right. I'll be back some way. I got a report on CEO in 2 weeks. So
exactly. Hey, once again, guys, if you are out at CEO and you see Static, go take a picture with the guy.
I will probably be wearing one of my FGC shirts.
There you go.
They're mad cheesy.
There you go.
I'm kidding. I'm not cheesy.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.